This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Oh, that's me. Hello, Melbourne.
Yeah, mate, that is you.
Hello, Mikey. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great.
Considering how cold and windy it is out there, you've come in looking all right. I thought you'd look all windswept.
You know what? I couldn't ride my skateboard in this morning, so I'm going to take it back. I'm not great. I had to walk.
From where?
From the station all the way down here.
Oh, you're talking that one, it's like a block and a half away up the street?
It's a long block.
Yeah, I've got no sympathy for you. Actually, when I arrived here this morning, I heard a skateboarder coming down the street and I turned around and started, and then I realised it wasn't you. And I was like, who else is at like 5 o'clock in the morning riding a skateboard down Burke Street? There were other people. There's more than one, Thomas.
Yeah.
And he was a young looking twink as well.
Like a young handsome buck. I think I'm getting less twinky these days as I do my boxing. And we'll get to that today.
Yeah. I know. He's so impressed with his boxing physique.
I'm looking very masculine.
But what I have learned, that gym you go to, the man told me they use trick mirrors. They took them from Luna Park. So they're trying to make you look bigger than you really are. They're trying to keep you coming.
Ah, so that's why my head looks so big, right? I, Thomas, have become a prodigy boxer. And by that, I mean I got punched in the face the other night while at boxing, sparring. Look at my little bruise here. What do you think?
There's no bruise.
There's a little like purple mark.
No,
maybe
not.
It's gone. I've been moisturising it, so it didn't stay.
Yeah, you're like 22. It's called a zit, mate.
It's not a zit.
You've got a zit.
I got punched square in the face, Tom. I thought you'd be excited by that.
Yeah, but it's not as much fun if I don't get to see it. I mean, just hearing about you getting punched doesn't do much for me.
If you want to come down to my boxing gym tonight, I'm doing it again.
No.
I bought a helmet this time, though. It cost me like $80. Mum got really scared, though, because I came home with bruises on my face.
So what are they doing punching you in the face anyway?
Well, because I wanted to learn how to actually box, right?
Okay, that's right. We were discussing this yesterday when we were on the phone together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going out to box. And why are you doing this?
First it was for fitness, but then I thought, I don't want to be out in these streets and not know how to protect myself. Hunger Games, survival of the fittest.
Old rough streets of Melbourne.
Look at me. I'm a handsome little man. Someone's going to want to beat down on me in the clubs. It's bound to happen.
I think it's more your ego they're going to want to beat on, sweetheart. I'm sitting here going, oh, I'm a handsome young man. That's the kind of... Okay, well, that's good. I think fitness is great. Everybody should go out there. And it's maybe not about being able to punch somebody, but I can understand wanting to feel stronger in yourself and safer in yourself.
Yeah.
No, you can handle things.
No, I don't actually like physical confrontation, but if it was ever a moment where I needed to protect myself, the Rocky music's really not fitting here. Yeah. I thought it'd be really, really, really good to have. But here's where my ego comes right back in. I thought that it'd be a good little call out to our friends out there to let us know who would win in a boxing match. Yourself or me?
See, the problem is you don't want to take me on because I fight dirty.
Okay.
I don't follow rules. I'm not going to square up. When they go shake hands, that's when I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to kick you hard and run.
touch gloves and you're already 5 punches in.
So you want people to text in to say who they think's going to win?
It just plays on my mind, and I thought if I were to take on Tom in a physical confrontation, if it ever got to that stage one day, I'd love to know who would win.
Sweetie, you're going down, down, down.
Tom, we got some texties in.
Oh, yes, correct. Everyone's in, and guess what? I'm the winner.
We were wondering who would win in a boxing match between Tom and I.
You were wondering, because Mikey started up boxing.
I have. I don't want to actually fight people, and I don't condone violence. I'm just intrigued now, knowing Tom's prowess and the physical scratching and biting.
Yeah.
And people agree with you, Tom.
Correct. People say I'd win with my tongue.
Ew.
We wouldn't even get there. I'm going to say they've seen that video before. Here you go. Tom would win hands down, not because he's butch or anything. Oh, I thought I was quite butch. No, it'd be more like gloves are off, scrag fighting, kneeing, kicking, where down below. Why, pulling your hair. Yes, correct. I would do all of that.
And thank you for giving him extra ideas. Tom, Mackenzie Bezos, she was the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men man in the world, owns Amazon, right?
Oh, that's the, yeah, the Amazon guy, and she was entitled to half his money. She did a very good thing, actually, because she didn't take the companies that he's after.
No. So 4% of one of them.
Because what she actually said was that employs thousands upon thousands of people, and by her affecting the company. This is a good woman. A damn well good woman. Yeah.
So there's this thing, and it's called The Pledge. It's a bunch of rich people that are getting around giving away a lot of their money, and Mackenzie's joined the order.
I don't even think
you can
call them rich. I think they're like the uber rich.
Yeah, they're in the mega elite. They're in the
Bill Gates and the...
Yeah. 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 So she's worth $37 billion at the moment.
$37
Which is just
billion.
Unfathomable. And she's the same. There's just so much money.
You know
ridiculous.
What? I would walk straight into Christian Louboutin and just buy the whole building. I want the lot. Yeah, give it all. Hand it over.
Of course
yeah.
you would.
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to do that. She's a lovely lady. She's going to give her money to charities. Half of it to The Pledge. And so the goal of The Pledge is to talk about giving in an open way and create an atmosphere that can draw more people into philanthropy. That's a tough word to pronounce.
But because we were talking about this yesterday, you and I, and then it came up, there was another article. This shows the difference between people. So one lady here, Mackenzie, gets half her money. What does she do? Gives it away to charity.
Yeah.
We have another one in England whose husband has been sent to jail for 15 years for stealing, what was it, like $182 million because he was the chairman of that bank. What was it called?
Azerbaijan State Bank. Oh, it's the same place. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I tell you, a lot goes on, happened there. So he's in jail for 15 years. Why he's out, his wife who's got there, she spent £10 million over 10, was it 10 million?
I think it was a little bit more than that, but yeah.
Okay, yes. So she spent something like £10 million just in Harrods alone.
It's funny because the husband only actually earned $98,000 a year.
Yeah.
But his estimated worth of $100 million. The family claim is from just shrewd business deals, but they weren't actually...
So she's now had... all her assets have been frozen because technically she's not meant to have any money. But, you know, this is a crazy thing. She one day spent $97,000 just in the sandwich shop in Harrods.
She loves Harrods.
$97,000.
She just lived at Harrods for a couple of weeks because she spent $7.3 million on jewellery.
Yeah, but that's easy. If you've ever been in there, I could spend $7.3 million on jewellery.
But then it gets weird because then she spends $1.8 million on plush toys.
Like, sure that wasn't like nighttime toys? No. You think she might have... I mean, her husband's in jail, you know.
I put it in the notes here to make sure I said plush.
She also spent something like $12,000 on wrapping paper.
That was in one
wrapping paper. And I'm thinking, what the hell? I did have a look. It was like handmade by virgins with gold leaf. It was one of those, you know.
The wives of 30 virgins. That's so weird.
But this just shows you how people are in the world. Like, I mean, like, look at you and me. You know, I'm a giver, I'm kind and I'm lovely, and you're just mean and horrible all day to me.
I feel like you've really got our dynamic wrong there. Oh, we've been having a little competition this morning because I've started boxing.
Well, you get all competitive.
I love to.
I know I'm a winner, baby.
I like to get a bit competitive with Tom. I've started boxing and I think I could take Tom in a boxing match. Some people disagree, so we've put it out to you out there. Do you think Tom would win in a little boxing tussle or myself?
Everybody thinks I'm win. And thank you, little Jason from Ivanhoe. I can't read the whole message out, but it's basically to say, instead of him saying, call me uncle, I say, I'm your daddy.
Yeah, it's got a bit nasty.
Very nice. No, I like it.
One person says here, Tom might fight dirty, but I think Mikey would kill him with a kindness. That's Sam Sebastian from St. Kilda.
You know what happens to the kind in the world? You lose.
Chris, really quick, Tom and I have been doing this thing this morning where we talk about who would win in a boxing match, as I've been training as a boxer recently. Chris, what do you think?
My money's on Tom.
Yeah, so is everyone else's.
Thank you. Do you know my husband just called us up to say he loves Mikey. Mikey, we love you, but I'm telling you now, don't ever take me on. If you see my hubby, he's like, he's monstrous and even eye-scary.
That's insane.
There are times in life even he goes, oh, I'm going to lock myself in the bathroom.
I'm not scared enough of you yet, and I think that's a big problem. We just got a text in from a man called Andy, and it's not the creepy variety. It's somebody else saying, morning, guys. Boxing is a great sport for fitness. When it comes down to it, the bigger man will always walk away from the conflict. That is a true win. Not Tom. Tom will beat me to a pulp.
Oh, that's really nice. Good on you, Andy. Now, listen, you finally got someone who's on your side.
Why was they on my side? 100%
Mikey D, the Italian stallion, will win.
And what's this in reference to, Thomas?
Well, you started boxing, then you were convinced that if we had a pretend match. Hey, maybe we should do that for Joy next, the next Joy fundraiser.
A pretend boxing match. A proper boxing match.
Oh, there ain't no pretend, sweetheart. Oh, we're going in. Gloves off.
Yeah. All right. Gloves off.
Telling you, I wouldn't get my little virgin calf skin gloves dirty. I mean, is that what you punch with?
Yeah. I don't think so. Gotta get to the water cooler, guys. Gotta get to the water cooler. We've got a couple of Andys in the studio as well with us. Hey, Tom. Neighbour star Colette Mann has been busted telling overseas fans how to rort the system and vote for her co-stars to win the most popular actor and actress Logies this year.
Oh, sweetie, if she's that desperate, I've got plenty. I can lend her one of mine.
Hey, guys. A Colombian woman subjected her cheating husband to a humiliating public shaming, forcing him to lie naked on the roof of their car while she drove down busy streets.
What, they call that public shaming? I just call it a Saturday night.
The Gogglebox couch is about to get even more crowded when Sarah Marie and Maddie announcing they're expecting a baby boy.
Well, I'm very happy for them, but to be honest, I thought it was going to get Jad would be the first one to get pregnant from that dog Bane. Have you seen the way up his leg?
Passengers were stunned this week when they recognised Prince Harry on board a commercial British Airways flight from Rome to London.
Oh, you mean poor Harry was stuck flying business class with all the common millionaires?
Poor sod. Golly, so much money in this world we've been finding out today. Irrelevant, sorry. Tefl have just released a new best-selling toaster that cooks both toast and eggs in under 5 minutes.
Well, that's pretty slack. I got one of those 19 years ago. His name is Wayne, and he does bacon and coffee with it as well.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.